21880155 ou 5511-2188-0188. E também pelo nosso site, http://ri.cemig.com.br. Passamos a palavra para nosso diretor de Finanças e Relações com Investidores, Dr. Luiz Fernando Rola, para iniciar a apresentação.
Muito boa tarde a todos. É com muita satisfação que nós nos reunimos agora para fazer a divulgação do resultado do primeiro trimestre de 2014. É um resultado importante para nós, um resultado que trouxe uma comprovação de nossa estratégia. Nós vamos fazer a nossa apresentação conforme nós temos feito aí nos últimos trimestres. Eu estou com o presidente aqui ao meu lado, nós vamos conversar um pouco sobre esses resultados, sobre a estratégia do CEMIG, e depois, então, nós focamos nos números do resultado, vamos esclarecer quais são as dúvidas que os senhores, porventura, possam ter, e depois, então, abrimos para uma sessão de perguntas e respostas. O presidente fica conosco nessa primeira parte, e depois nós seguimos aí com a ajuda do Leonardo, nosso controller, e do Velas, nosso RI, para esclarecer qualquer dúvida que a gente possa ter. O presidente, ele tem a sua visão sobre o resultado, e eu gostaria de saber dele qual que é a mensagem que o senhor daria aos nossos acionistas e investidores.
Mais uma vez, com grande satisfação, estamos aqui expondo os nossos números, e ele está mostrando o resultado do nosso esforço equilibrado, esforço transparente, e que nossas diretrizes pretéritas realmente estão mostrando que nós estamos no caminho correto. Nós estamos com um acréscimo em nossa receita líquida de 29%, nosso lajedo de 33% e o nosso lucro com acréscimo de 44% em relação ao primeiro trimestre de 2013. O que é que isso nos dá de importante? Primeiro, é que nós temos um portfólio equilibrado de negócios. Nós temos investimentos em nossa área de distribuição, temos investimentos em nossa área de geração, temos investimento em nossa área de transição, adquirimos ativos nestas áreas e realmente foi um objetivo certo, um objetivo acertado, e este é o resultado que nós estamos mostrando aos senhores. Eu queria deixar já agora para o final.
Vamos deixar já agora para o último, não é, presidente?
Isso.
É importante só a gente ressaltar a questão do resultado ser fruto da nossa estratégia, não é, presidente?
Exatamente. A nossa estratégia é pretérito, a nossa estratégia que nós tomamos alguns anos atrás. E um outro fato importante também é que todos os senhores sabem, a 579, ela, muito embora tenhamos alguns hidrelétricos ainda em andamento, mas nós temos uma evolução de algumas hidrelétricas nossas no ano que vem. E nós focamos, e aqui diz que hoje, acertadamente, focamos muito em geração. Nós temos participação em Santo Antônio de 10%. Tudo bem? Em Belo Monte, de 8,2%. E adquirimos recentemente uma participação na Renova de 35%. Qual é o nosso grande objetivo? Primeiro, nos manter firme em geração. Nós temos tido algumas participações de leilões na área de transmissão, não temos tido grandes sucessos, mas nós continuamos tentando adquirir ativos de transmissão e de geração. O nosso negócio forte de geração vai ser em geração. E nós estamos acreditando que estamos tendo algum sucesso, não é, doutor?
Perfeitamente. Os três projetos que nós estamos estudando aí mostram que essa perspectiva é positiva para a gente.
É.
Né?
investindo corretamente em energias alternativas. Nós estamos com um portfólio forte na área eólica. Estamos juntos, provavelmente, com a maior empresa eólica do país, que é a Renova.
Exatamente.
E temos certeza que vamos continuar nessa direção. Se pudermos adquirir também ativos de transição, vamos adquirir e vamos continuar participando de leilões, seja de geração e seja transição.
Esse portfólio que nós temos aqui, desenvolvimento aí, de geração, é um portfólio importante que vai levar a um crescimento do nosso Lajes significativo nos próximos anos.
Logo depois da medida 509, nós estivemos juntos e mostramos aos senhores que o nosso grande objetivo é estarmos, no ano que vem, nas mesmas condições que nós tínhamos em junho, julho de 2012. Não é isso, Dr. Rosa?
Exatamente.
Então, é essa aposta que nós fazemos, é essa aposta que eu gostaria que os senhores vissem em nós essa tentativa de alcançar este grande objetivo, que é estarmos em 2015 nas mesmas condições que estávamos em junho, julho de 2012.
Presidente, a energia solar, ela vai começar a tomar uma importância maior aí nos próximos anos. E nós já, pioneiramente, já construímos aí uma usina solar que está no Mineirão. Como é que você vê essa perspectiva futura aí?
Primeiro, muito embora hoje, nós temos consciência que a energia fotovoltaica ainda tem alguns ganhos, como teve a energia eólica alguns anos atrás, não sei se vocês recordam, mas alguns anos atrás a energia eólica não tinha condições de competir com as PCLs. Hoje, elas já estão em condições de competir, não só competindo com as PCLs, e com as grandes geradoras de energia.
Está seguindo o caminho da eólica, né?
Está seguindo, exatamente. A fotovoltaica está seguindo esse caminho. Nós percebemos que existe ainda alguns caminhos, algumas gorduras, vamos dizer assim, que a energia fotovoltaica poderá estar junto conosco nos próximos anos. Fizemos inauguramos recentemente o Mineirão, né, de energia fotovoltaica. Temos também um empreendimento lá no Maracanã, com a nossa Light, e temos certeza que estamos juntos neste objetivo. Nosso compromisso com alguma coisa mais?
Está perfeito.
Com a sustentabilidade. Pela terceira vez consecutiva, estava o status de Prime na Okeon Research. Melhor relatório anual vencedora da 15ª edição do Prêmio Abraça. Membro do Dow Jones Sustentabilidade nestes últimos 14 anos. E duas vezes líder mundial. Integra pela nona vez consecutiva o índice de sustentabilidade da Bovespa. Faz parte pela quarta vez consecutiva do índice carbono eficiente. Bem, meus amigos, agora a nossa empresa Gaslink. Nós, senhores, podem observar a evolução do volume vendido de gás natural desde 2009 até 2013. Uma receita bruta no primeiro trimestre de 415 milhões, 15% superior a 2013, e um volume de gás natural de 401 milhões de metros cúbicos, um crescimento de 7% em relação ao primeiro trimestre de 2013. Senhores, tem conhecimento que nós estamos, de uma maneira forte, tentando viabilizar o abastecimento de residência aqui em Belo Horizonte. E recentemente fomos a uma grande cidade aqui de Minas Gerais, Juiz de Fora, também lançar o gás residencial. Mas o mais importante é que nós tomamos uma decisão, junto com o Petrobras e o governo de Minas, de, vamos dizer assim, abastecer uma usina de ureia que está sendo construída pelo governo federal em Uberaba. Então, tomamos a decisão, depois de algumas tentativas de trazer o gás de São Paulo, tomamos a decisão de levar este gás que nós temos em Belo Horizonte, mais especificamente nas proximidades de Belo Horizonte, pelo Egito, até Uberlândia. O que é que isto representa? Primeiro, investimentos de quase 2 bilhões de reais em metros cúbicos. Segundo, vamos abastecer também uma das áreas mais ricas do Estado, seja necessidade de indústria, seja necessidade de comércio e, principalmente, gás residencial. Então, é um empreendimento que nós temos certeza absoluta, não só pelo consumo, tá, desta grande parte de Uberaba, ela também vai nos dar grandes alegrias, né, doutor? Eu tenho certeza, tentamos formalizar uma associação com empresa com expertise nesta área. Acho que vamos ter sucesso, mas o importante é que estamos construindo talvez o maior gasoduto do país, né, doutor?
Seguramente nos últimos 5 anos.
Né? Certamente. Mas então, meus amigos, este é o nosso panorama hoje da nossa empresa. E tivemos, alguns dias atrás, há 4, 5 dias atrás, o julgamento no STJ da nossa usina de Jaguara. Os senhores têm conhecimento que nós, ao ser emitida a medida 579 em setembro de 2012, em momento nenhum nossa CEMIG foi contrária à medida, ao contrário, foi solidária no que se refere ao que podia isso representar de decréscimo na conta dos nossos consumidores. Mas, infelizmente, tivemos alguns problemas, porque nós julgávamos que 3 dessas 21 usinas nós tínhamos um direito adquirido por um contrato assinado em
97.
Então, fomos à justiça. Houve uma tentativa do governo de sustar essa tentativa, fomos aos tribunais, esse assunto está no STJ, tínhamos a liminar contra o Ministério, que achava que nós deveríamos também devolver esse produto, e tivemos um julgamento há 5 dias atrás, onde praticamente empatamos nós e essa tentativa do governo federal. Houve um dos ministros que pediu vistos e provavelmente isso deverá se estender até junho, possivelmente até junho. Mas o que é importante é que é preciso que os senhores entendam. Muito embora nós tenhamos uma situação muito boa em nosso lucro nesse primeiro trimestre, devemos parte dele a essa usina de Jaguara. Mas eu gostaria que os senhores entendessem o nosso esforço. As situações pretéritas que nós tivemos lá atrás de tomar decisões de investir num portfólio amplo, seja de Light, seja de Taesa, era nos permitir chegarmos onde nós estamos. Evidentemente que Jaguara também vamos dizer assim, nos ajuda nesse lucro, né, doutor Rolando? Mas ele é importante para nós, muito importante. Vamos continuar lutando, vamos continuar lutando. Mas o importante é que os senhores entendam que este esforço é o resultado de várias tentativas e tratativas que fizemos e estamos fazendo, grande parte dessas tratativas com sucesso. Essa mensagem que eu gostaria de deixar com os senhores, aposta na CEMIG, é uma aposta boa, né, doutor Rolando? É claro.
Com certeza.
E temos certeza que nós vamos ter grandes alegrias no futuro, se Deus quiser. Muito obrigado a todos, peço permissão para me retirar. Tem alguns compromissos, mas temos certeza que o doutor Rolo e sua equipe vai dar continuidade a esse trabalho e retirar dos senhores qualquer dúvida que possam vir a ter. Muito obrigado.
Muito obrigado, presidente. É uma mensagem bastante positiva sobre o que está por vir aí, em função não só do esforço que a diretoria está empreendendo, mas também do acerto de nossas estratégias que foram tomadas, como o presidente disse, já há algum tempo, que tem resultado aí no lucro que os senhores estão tomando conhecimento hoje. Obrigado, então, presidente. Uma boa tarde.
Obrigado.
Muito bem. Nós vamos focar a nossa análise no resultado do primeiro trimestre de 2014. Gostaria só de reiterar a mensagem do presidente, o que resultou nesse lucro que nós estamos apresentando foi fruto de uma estratégia bem estudada e adotada aí nos últimos anos. Né? Ou seja, o resultado que nós estamos apresentando hoje não é o resultado de um trimestre, é o resultado de uma sequência de decisões que vem sendo tomadas e que estão produzindo hoje os benefícios que os senhores estão percebendo. Né? Então, o que nós estamos tendo de aumento de receita, de aumento de geração de caixa, de aumento de lucro.
Fernando Rola, CFO e Director of Investor Relations, Dr. Leonardo Jorge Magalhães, Controllership. You can follow this broadcast.
2188-0188. E também pelo nosso site.
For
.cemig.com.br.
Now we hand it over to our director.
Muito boa tarde a todos.
And director for investors, Dr. Luis Rola. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. We've just met to close the results for our first quarter 2014. Very relevant results for us. They brought a demonstration of how right we are in our spread. We do that to get good luck in recent quarters and semesters. I have our CEO, but we'll talk about our and later on figures, checking for any doubts you may have, and then we'll go for the Mr. CEO will remain with us for this first part of the transmission. The rest of for any doubts or questions you might have. About our results, and I would like to hear from him. What message would you like to convey? And it's, I'm highly pleased to be here and to disclose our figures. And these results show and how concentrated they are. And our board really showing that we are following. We have addition to our network. It is indicated as it, you can see there, and also and what's really relevant here? Well, first, we can see that we have a very well-balanced business portfolio. We have investments in distribution, generation, in transmission. We have acquired assets, all these areas. And this was a correct decision, as you see in our results. Yeah, we'll leave Jaguara for last, but it's important that we highlight the fact that the results are a fruit of our strategies. Strategies that we have been pursuing for some years already, and it's also very important, the 579 provisional from the federal government, also we have some hydro plants still operating. We have some of them also returned. We very correctly, we focused on multi-generation. Santo Antônio, that's good. For example. Okay, now. Acquired in. Our top objective to keep firm in generation. have taken part in some transmission, not with success. Trying to acquire transmission and generation assets. But point from now on will be generation. And if we are getting substantial success, with a very positive prospect, correctly investing in alternative energies. We have wind power, a very strong portfolio. We have Nova, the top in our country in wind power, and we have to learn if we come to opportunities to acquire transmission assets. Okay, we'll do it. But we're really strong in generation distribution. Our portfolio in generation is an important one to a very substantial increase in EBITDA. We've been together, and our objective have same conditions for next year as we had in June, July for 2012. That's our best and the achieve the major objective by reaching 2015. Sun power will gain more and more importance. Building this sun plant in our local stadium. Wind energy some years ago, but they couldn't compete. Nowadays, we are in position to really with the PCHs and further. The photovoltaic is also following that path. We perceive that there are some opportunities and some extra gains perhaps that will make photovoltaic stay with us for the next years. We did that at the local stadium of Mineirão, also in the stadium of Paraná in Rio, and we are very firmly together in this objective. For the third time, we have this very substantial recognition. For example, the Ocon Research, the Bassiana Research, the DJSI for also the ISE Corporate Sustainability Index in the ninth year running, and also Carbon Emissions Index for the fourth year running. Now talking about GasMIG, you can see the evolution of the volume of natural gas sold from 2009 all the way to 2013. You can see the 4 billion gross revenue, up 15% from the year before. You can see 7% growth in terms of volume sold in this quarter as compared to the same quarter of 2013. You can see that we are very strongly trying to make it feasible to supply homes here in Belo Horizonte, and also another big city of Minas Gerais, Juiz de Fora, and also, but even more importantly, we have decided together, we took this decision together with government to supply an array on plant that's now operating in Uberaba, that's the western Minas Gerais. We took to the proximities of Belo Horizonte, Luzito, where it's produced, to Uberlândia on the western part of the state. That involves a 2 billion reais investments for gas pipelines. We'll supply one of the most, one of the wealthiest regions of the state, commerce, industry, and mostly home clients. Because of the consumption of this major factory of urea in Uberaba, we are sure that this will bring us a very satisfactory results. We are working with a very high-level company with high-level expertise. We are, we believe that we are building this longest gas pipeline in the country, yeah, at least in the last 5 years. This is the panorama of our company today. And some days ago, 4 days ago, we had the higher appeals court. We had the judgment. You remember when that 559 measure or provisional measure was issued, we were together with the government in the willingness to reduce tariffs for the end consumers. But unfortunately, we had some problems because we believe that three of those 20 plants, we had acquired vested rights over them. And we went to the court, and there was an attempt by the government to hold it back. But we had an injunction against the ministry, and the judgment was took place 2 years ago, and with the results being even, one of the judges required a review of the documents, and this will be extended all the way to June. But it's very important that you understand that although we have a very good position in terms of profit this first quarter, it's part of it explained by the Jaguara plant, but it's important that you understand all our efforts over recent years when we decided to invest in a very broad portfolio with Taesa and other assets that allowed us to get now where we are, where we stand today. Jaguara is part of the explanation for this profit. Is it important? Yes, it's very important. We'll keep on for it. But it's important that these efforts from several negotiation dealings that have and are still taking place, there's a sex. And this is the message I'd like to leave with you today. Our bet is solid, and we are sure we will have lots of sources of happiness in the future. I now request your permission for leaving the room, and they will be here for you as any doubts you may have. Yeah, it's a very positive message from our CEO. In view of what's coming in the near future, and also explaining the correctness of our strategies. As our CEO said, you see the figures today that reflect that. So thank you, Mr. CEO, and have a nice afternoon. Yes, we will now focus our analysis on the results of the first quarter of 2014, stressing or re-stressing the message of our CEO, what led to these profits and these good figures. This is a result of good strategies that were taken, well, studied in recent years. It's not just a result of one quarter, but it adds up to over many semesters with correct strategies that have now delivered these good results. You can see all the increases in cash, earnings, profits. This is a result of a whole set of strategies. Commercialization, very successful, not only now, but for over 10 years, when we started to incorporate the free trade environment. We took correct decisions. We made an option for this market, and we expected to have our average price a little above what the market has. And all these decisions are now culminating in all the benefits that we can see today. But this has been going all the way from mid-2012, the time we had, you know, some concern about the scenario pertaining to electricity. We wanted to buy extra capacity for generation, and that was, we hit the spot with that decision. And you see the fruits. Jaguara, when of the advent of the 579 provisional executive order, well, this is part of our strategy. It's part of our benefits that now result from this overall strategy of commercialization. Nobody could really predict spot prices as they are happening now, but we have clear indications that it would be going up, probably, and this was confirmed and led to the results we see now. We have this very strong position in the free market. GT, CEMIG GT, has grown 32%, I guess, market participation of 25%. CEMIG D, with a substantial number of extra connections, and still with even better possibilities for the future. You can see 20% in the semester for the operational expenses, but the scale shows that the main item was associated to energy bought, because as a function of this higher spot price and with the subsidies given by the federal government to the end consumers, if we had included these expenses associated to the subsidies, these figures would be much higher, with much more trouble to our end consumers. But this item we don't control. It's just conveyed to CEMIG D, and this subsidy goes straight to our end consumer. In all our items, we had gains in personnel, payroll. Remember our commitment to reduce, we made this commitment with the investor market to reduce the payroll and reduce operational expenses, and we really achieved a reduction of 148 million reais, and we can see that we have real gains in terms of personnel, and this will continue into the coming semester. Participation or subsidiaries, rather, consolidated EBITDA, you can say, well, we've had a better performances with other performances above 2 billion, but as you can see from these figures, with more revenues from generations, the expectation is very positive for the rest of the year, isn't it? Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Hola and the other participants. For sure, Dr. Hola, more than 2 million Lajida or EBITDA in one only quarter is very good. From April 2013, we had the impact.
Então, considerando todos esses aspectos, a gente...
distribution in 2014, but in a sustained way, the company maintained substantial growth in its cash generation, and has been happening over recent years consistently. Yeah, practically we have recovered all the losses that we incurred with the provisional order 579. Yes, it's much higher now, and most of the cost of CEMIG D energy, as we'll see later on, we don't get that via CDE. This is going to be part of the 2015 tariff restructuring. So if we included what we could readjust for in the future, this EBITDA would be even higher. This shows extreme consistency in our operations. Yeah, EBITDA, consolidated EBITDA, is our managed EBITDA. Yeah. Yeah, this is considering the subsidiaries where we have shared control. This quarter, CEMIG GT was, you know, an oddball there with different numbers, but we expect in the future that all of them will perform equally. Yeah, we can see a sharp decrease. Some of the companies had profits below inflation, but they are making an effort to reduce operational expenses as well. We have to recapture our efficiency gains on improving our efficiency. So, but in this semester, the price of energy is very high, so the generator profited from this, and this led to these effects, 80% of all the results coming from this sector. So this is a result of our strategy. Dr. Vélez, when we decided to buy interest in various companies, that helped us too. Yes, for sure. This has characterized CEMIG over the last 10 years. You can see the EBITDA, the subsidiaries represented 18.2% of this first quarter, and in profit, even more so. If we keep on sticking to this strategy as we have in recent years, the trend is to have more and more relevant results. Caixa also an outstanding performance, better than last year, and in special, Light. Light was a company that was cause of concern when we had the PLD increase. But even so, it had a very positive contribution, indeed, a very important contribution to our results. And light has been very constantly, with a lot of effort, controlling the losses, which is the highest challenge. And we believe that by the end of the year, we will have very robust results from light. Yeah, and also commitment to the payment of dividends from them. That's a very important point to us. The next slide, just like we did with EBITDA, now we deal with the consolidated net income. Income generation was the most relevant, around 90% of the profit, showing that this was mostly a result of what our CEO said about our strategies, and our present focus is incorporation. We haven't had yet 100% of incorporation of our projects, but our strategy to go for more generation to add to our reserves led to these gains that you now can see. You can see profits growing 45% very strongly as compared to last year, but we don't expect that such a strong growth keep on coming for next years, but it will still be substantial for the next quarters. Our consolidated debt profile was substantially reduced. Now we have 7.4 billion of a net debt total. That's a very positive result, isn't it? Because it gives credibility to all the quality of our debts. Yeah, if we compare that with annual cash generation, we can see that our debt falls short of 2 times that amount. So that gives us a lot of credit quality and its sustainability for operations into the future with new investments, and also the debt profile, the part indexed to the IPCA and then the other for interest rates, a very conservative profile that we have managed over the years, detaching ourselves from the dependency on foreign currencies. And we benefited a lot from this, the reduction in interest some time ago. And this should also be highlighted. Yeah, one of the targets for this investor relations is to lower the costs of this attraction. Can we do that? Yes, we can, and we have helped in that process, and together with the other areas of the company, we can manage to reduce these costs and keeping and increasing our stock of good investments, even being one of the companies that in the area that have bought more assets recently, we are in the best positions. Well, in addition to working 24/7, what else can we do to convince that the investors' cost should be brought down further? Yeah, as you said, 24/7 is our normal pace. We should show what a good opportunity CEMIG is for attracting credit and also for shareholders. Have invited our investors to participate in our annual meeting. They have and they are invited. The meeting will occur, take place on Sunday, running through Tuesday with descriptions of what's going on in the electrical sector from the regulatory point of view. It will be an opportunity for an investors community or investors in general to hear from the executives of the company to about our strategy to generate value. Are you going to evaluate? Yeah, your guidance. Yes, a new guidance will be presented, and I'm sure it will demonstrate our commitment to transparency with this guidance being issued once a year, a yearly feature, and it will be a contribution to for the market to make estimates and to reinforce the trust investors have on us. Our position in terms of debt is very clear. Our financial health is very solid, and we are guaranteeing financing for investments that are planned to be made. Investments we have made also in this first semester, $2 billion altogether is planned to be invested. Sorry, that's for 2014. Total volume for 2014, $2 billion. So far, we have already delivered $1 billion. So more than about half of it with Brazil PCH. Mostly investment in the acquisition of Petrobras of that company, and we also capitalize Renova with these assets. As our CEO said very clearly, Renova for returns, very attractive returns, a very competitive cost in the generation market. We are pretty sure that this will bring a lot of joy to all of our investors. Substantial gain already in our results. They are adding consistently to our growth and dividends at lower costs in operating performance, setting records or nearly that. So it shows that FEMIG has been making good investments, and the way we are showing it today. Also, in due time, it will be bringing even further results. Also, in the distribution, we are investing. We have this commitment with our quality of services, and the results are very positive, too. Yeah, we have been investing in distribution this year, mostly focused on improving services, but we have increased our consumer base by 230,000 consumers, and we are making investments for covering the needs that we appear with the World Cup as well. Distribution, all the volumes of investments made in recent years are pretty high, reflecting on the quality of the services provided to the society. We had substantial gains in quality and effective efficiency in our area of concession from 2013 to 2014. So that has to do with sustainability as well, not only improving the numbers, but also improving the quality of the service that reaches our consumers within our area of concession. Despite all the concerns and the worries that distribution companies have gone through recently in terms of bought energy, CEMIG has managed to keep our distribution at a sufficiently good level, and it will receive 1 billion in investments by the end of the year, and that will translate into even better services to our consumers. Yeah, we are consistently seeking cost reductions, but not at the cost of our quality of the service to our consumers. We have expectations of remuneration with more revenues to the company. That's a virtuous cycle: sustainability, better services, and better revenues for the future. So you are overseeing all these initiatives in operating performance improvement and cost reduction. How do you see that into the next semesters? Our business generation, the big possibility is on the side of revenues with the more and more efficient trade, and expenses keep constant. Our margins are very high, so we can keep very low costs in generation. In distribution, the challenge is expenses. We have to make it more and more efficient, considering the optimization, the tariffs. They have suffered a natural process imposed by the regulatory agency. The challenge is to reduce costs. This has been discussed in recent meetings with distributors. Every quarter, we have been checking the results. We have slimmed down the companies, very constantly reducing personnel. But without that translating into pressure of costs on third parties, for example, we are seeking better efficiency without any decrease in quality. Yeah, that preserves the financial health of the company in a way that we can invest more, we can seek new alternatives for investments, always having sustainability in mind. That's part of our DNA. That's our cash flow that represents everything that Leo has described to you. Very strong cash generation. You can see that we go on despite all the concerns of recent times. We've kept on investing. You can see the figures there. Cash generation is very strong. 618 million in the first period, but we have this very strong cash generation, and this will allow CEMIG to weather through this period of concerns. As part of all the strategies, we had very positive recognition from the market up to April 30, we were much above the average of other players in the market. You can see the comparisons there. And this will translate into higher returns to our shareholders. Our meeting, our shareholders meeting of April 30 has already approved 1.655 billion reais in total payment for, and this will be happening by the end of the year. It will be done. The expectation is that the total return to our shareholders will be very positive, something around 30% as we are projecting. Those results make us very happy. The decisions taken over recent years, the strategies adopted, precisely aimed at this in the end, ultimately, good results to our shareholders, not only the majority shareholders, but the minority shareholders spread scattered around over 40 countries, isn't it? And this covering the entire globe. Yeah, shareholders in more than 40 countries and in excess of 100,000 shareholders, growing participation in the United States and the United Kingdom are the main areas, but also substantial growth in Asia, the Mid East, Australia, institutional investors even trying to include us as part of their investment portfolios. They really trust our results and they trust our strategies for value added, focused on growth. Investments that are focused on growth, that coincides with our own strategy. Yeah, they are looking overseas, on the other side of the world, to Brazil, looking for higher rates of growth than in their native countries. These were the slides we have prepared for this first part of our presentation. Then we now move on to the Q&A session. We are available if you want to make questions and perhaps you have doubts that we haven't covered to your content. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start the Q&A session. If you want to make a question, please just press asterisk 1. If you want to remove your question from the list, please press asterisk 2 or send an email to ri@cemig.com.br. If you want to make a question, just press asterisk 1. Arthur Lasnach from the Banco Fator would like to make a question. Good afternoon. And thank you for the opportunity. I would like to hear your comments on the situation of the ferroalloy of Minas Gerais. If you could tell us anything about the contract that's to be initiated in 2015. Ferroalloy, they have a contract with CEMIG. Yeah, could you please repeat this last part? Yeah, Ferroalloy, Minas Gerais got into contact with CEMIG, and they are talking about a contract that will be to their advantage. In this very complicated moment of tariff prices in Brazil, what could you say from your point of view in terms of that contract? Thank you for that question. Naturally, these clients, they have been with CEMIG, clients of CEMIG for more than 10 years, and if we consider even the past that goes long back, the contract was into market conditions at the time that it was signed, just like others. It was The contract was advantageous to CEMIG as well, but in the meantime, market conditions have changed dramatically. So energy price is now much impacted, and the fact that some of the concessions will have to be returned to the conceding power, a total of 1,000 megawatts or 600 megawatts of assured energy will have to be returned to the federal agencies. This causes our energy price to go up. You can remember that we took measures to substitute those companies that are going to be returned to the federal government. If they want to the market price to as it stands today, then we'll renew the contract, indeed. Do you think, together with the government of Minas Gerais, to take some measures to help industries of ferrosilicon and also aluminum? They are highly depending on energy. Yeah, we are very much concerned with the economic viability of our clients. We have 25% participation in the market nowadays. This was, hard earned in this very competitive market. The CEMIG's price is the best and most affordable to these clients. We won't forget them. We'll make all our best efforts to meet their requirements within the new market conditions that we currently see. I couldn't understand what he said. Would you allow the present conditions to be maintained? No, I think that was a distortion of the last contract. And if we come to sign another contract, some of these clauses will be eliminated. Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. Our next question comes from Felipe Mata from Goldman Sachs. Good afternoon, Luis. Good afternoon to you all. Three questions very quickly. Perhaps I go for the three without interruption. First, a little more clarity on the Jaguara timing. Somebody mentioned July, August. But recently, we expected a court date for May, for February, but then it was postponed to May. So perhaps you can rearrange the schedule for us. Recently, we also saw in Colombia legal discussions about privatization of Isagen that led to a very sharp drop in the value of their shares. If we the Colombian government is willing to issue bonds to cover for that. What's your expectation given this injunction? Do you think that this auction will take place, or if not now, perhaps in the near future? Again, the third question, Jaguara, what's your opinion of your legal counsel about the possibility of keeping gains of CEMIG in case the injunction is dropped? The plant was exposed to the spot price. So there was a decision by CEMIG. It's just went for the injunction and left it to the fluctuation of the spot market. Do you think that it will be retroactive, or is it more complicated than it looks? Well, thank you, Felipe, for the questions. Let's try to answer in sequence. For the timing of the Jaguara court decision, well, everybody expected this trial or this judgment, rather, to take place in November, December, but this was brought forward to May, which was good. And the fact is that the reading we did and our legal advisors say that this should take place and should be resumed by July, August. Of course, this is not guaranteed. It may be that next week, the judge that's now reviewing the documents can come back to the court. But our expectation is that it should happen around August. This is the estimate of our legal advisors. As for Colombia and the privatization process of Esaing, every privatization in Latin America is a very complicated process. There is a strategy of the government to try to raise capital to invest in infrastructure, especially highways in Colombia. So interesting is Esaing, according to the government strategy, will allow them to raise capital to complement what they need for investments in infrastructure. It's a polemic process. So there's opposition, very strong opposition against this privatization particularly, and the process was, as a consequence, suspended. But the proposal from the government is that after elections due next week, and probably by June, this may be resumed, the process may be resumed definitively. Our expectation is that something within 3 to 5 months at most, the process will resume. We have a high level of confidence in this investment because our partnerships, the involved partnerships are very solid and positive, and this will be very attractive, in very attractive terms, even to government of Colombia, with 57% participation or interest in Esaing. We were not 100% sure that this will happen as we expect. It may be extended further in time, but that's our estimate. Our question about Jaguara.